You're listening to Thunder Quack Podcast Network.
Yes. But we know you're tired and you had.
I'm not.
Quite
Why? Do I look tired?
Well, just like last Comic Con, you kind of want to go out, you know, on a bang and really just enjoy the moment. And I know you were very emotional during that panel.
Yeah, those people were all assholes. Like, I don't do well with adulation. And what's your favorite thing about. What? What? That was tough. That was actually really tough.
Yeah. But Sarah came back. The
of course she did.
Yeah.
Of course she did. I gave her a jacket that I wore in the pilot. What's Warner Brothers going to do? Frank, going to fire me?
Too late right now.
Your show started off basically, you know, that's why it's called Arrowverse. So what's it going to be without you around?
The Berlantiverse, which is what it should actually be called.
Okay.
No, you know, no. It's still the Arrowverse. We're not going away. We're just ending our run. I don't know about you guys. Clearly, you probably wouldn't be doing what you're doing if you weren't big fans of TV.
Yep.
All of my favorite shows have announced that they're ending before they end. I think it's important. I think that it gives the writers' room and the producers and the actors and the crew. I think it gives them an initiative, and I feel like it points them towards the finish line. So, I mean, you can call it the Flashverse? That would be stupid. It's so good to be the Arrowverse. Tell Grant I said that, by the way.
Well, speaking of Grant, and speaking of the fight, I was asking Mark before that, you know, before the crossover, you know, because one of the core relationships in the Arrowverse has been Oliver and Barry.
Mm-hmm.
And would you hope to see them getting to have a little mini adventure before the crossover? I mean, I know production can be difficult, whatnot, but would you want that?
Any chance I get to work with Grant, I'll take. I love working with him. Aside from Emily and David, he is my favorite person to work with. There's something about whatever he does with Barry Allen that brings out a part of Oliver Queen that doesn't exist if I'm not hanging with him.
That was beautiful.
Don't tell him that.
Well, I mean,
are you just recorded?
I mean, it's all of this.
All of us.
Speaking of Emily, it's hard to imagine Arrow now without Felicity for and 10 episodes with no Felicity. How is that going to work with the team, and how's that going to work with Oliver? He's not done really well in the past when they've been separated.
Well, I mean, from a practical standpoint, it sucks. I don't like doing the show without Emily. It's like trying to type without your pinky. Like, it's like, well, it kind of works, but like, I don't like doing the show without Emily. Arrow ended in 722. Show's done, right? Arrow, the final season, it's like an event series, so to speak. Like, imagine that we ended in 722 and then we took an 8-year break and then we came back for 10 episodes. That's what this season is like. It's tough, you know, being there and doing what we do without her, because she's the best. But I also think that, you know, we're going to make do.
Now, this is not spoilers to us, so don't feel like you're going to give any more spoilers. Mark did confirm this to us, that at some point you will be working with Cat.
Is that true? Did he say that?
He said he said
that's exciting.
It would not be ideal if we didn't find a way to get Steven and Kat together in a room.
Same with Ben. Yeah. Look, we're all under contract. If we go through the final season and Oliver doesn't interact with his kids in some way, shape, or form, that'd be a mistake, wouldn't it?
Yes. So, not knowing what that's going to look like, how would you hope that would work?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I'm not trying to be coy. Yeah. Don't know. I mean, what would Oliver do, right? Like, the last time that he saw Mia as Oliver, she was an infant, right? Kissed her goodbye, walks away. Does he recognize her? Does he recognize William? He probably recognizes William.
Yeah.
And William certainly recognizes him. Who does that look like? I don't know.
How would you approach that? Because you're a father yourself, and you know you're having to have now this idea of in 722 leaving your child.
I'd probably approach it like a big sloppy puddle of emotions. I don't know. Like, what would Oliver do? I mean, if Oliver turns around and he saw Mia as a grown woman, he'd probably pass out. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
What's the bowl from the pilot, by the way?
Yeah.
Actual bowl from the pilot.
Wow, check it out.
Damn.
Like with the tennis balls?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Can I ask you, one of my favorite episodes was the prison riot episode. And
707, yeah.
Yeah, can you talk a bit about the challenges of filming that, especially with my favorite actor, Michael Jai White? I love that guy.
I mean, he's amazing. The big thing about the Slapside Redemption was that right before it started, I did a wrestling match, and I fractured my hip during the wrestling match. And I couldn't make it worse, and there was nothing to do but let it heal. But I had to tell James Bamford, the director, Todd Pitson, the production manager, Beth, the showrunner, and Karen Forge Smith, who works in Greg's office, I had to say, hey guys, I fractured my hip. It's on me. Okay? Done. But you can't change anything about the episode, and you need to treat me as though I did not. Please don't make me land on my hip. But and so we did it. That episode was crazy. It was the skinniest script I've ever read. Because all of the stage direction is written, and in this particular episode, because not only was James Bamford directing it, but he was also a correctional officer.
Oh, wow.
The stage direction said, Bam, do something cool. That was it. Script was like this wide. It was like 31 pages. There were like 67. It was really neat.
I love that.
You're leaving such a big legacy behind. Well, you know, you paved the way for all these shows to come. What are you gonna miss the most about it? I mean, I'm sure you can come back, but like, I mean, this is, at least with this Oliver, it's maybe the end at least.
That's a tough question to answer.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine, but it's just tough. It's tough because I haven't gotten there yet. Sure. I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. It looks like for me, the time being is getting up on Monday morning and walking my kid to school. That's what it looks like right now. But I love acting. I love it so much. And Arrow will always be the most important job that I've ever gotten. Right? Like, I could relaunch the most popular movie franchise in history, and it could do double what it did before. Arrow would still be the most important job that I've ever had. I love acting. I have no idea what I'm going to do next. Total. Maybe comedy, though.
Total 20?
I don't think so. I'd like it. I'd like to do an R-rated Casey Jones with Raphael, but
I'd like to see that.
Colin and Josh came back for a little bit of a stint. Would you like to see, if you, I know you don't write it, but if you could, do you want to see like them really stretched out into the whole series, or do you think they end it too?
I think that any day that I come to set, where either Colin or Josh, or both Colin and Josh are on set, is a great day for me. Josh has been, without question, one of my favorite people to work with ever on the show. And Colin is one of my very best friends. Not to say that Josh isn't, but we've just known each other longer. Both of them are so good. It's so fun having Josh doing what he's doing in the premiere.
I'm not gonna ask.
You can ask. I'm just not gonna tell you.
What he said, it was the last question. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Best of luck with the final season. Bye-bye.